I must carry on with my studies. There is so much to learn and prepare for if ever I am to become queen. A dispatch from Antony arrived yesterday. It was written by one of his secretaries because he injured his hand in a fight. Troops will be leaving Egypt soon, some by sea, but many will march east back into Judea, another Roman province. Antony said it could take 1 year for him to go around the edge of the continent back to Italy, but I think he wants to take his time, perhaps delaying an encounter with Cicero. Word also reached us that Julius Caesar is planning to invade and conquer Britannia this summer. He has 80 warships ready to cross the channel from Gaul. I have written letters to these men, Antony, Cicero, and Caesar, letters of friendship with invitations. I will welcome seeing them under peaceful circumstances. I wanted to say more to Antony, but did not know how or even what those thoughts would be.
There has been a lot of fighting in Alexandria, with the Roman troops battling those who supported Berenice's rule and opposed the king's. But now Cleopatra's gotten word that Julius Caesar is planning to invade Britannia. So that means that the Romans aren't planning to attack Egypt, at least for now. Cleopatra has sent invitations to powerful men to come to Egypt. It's a political move, another step in getting the support of the allies she knows she, her father, and Egypt will need. Of course, her invitation to Mark Antony is probably more than just political. Let's pick up on page 171 at the bottom where it says, "The next day."
The next day. I visited the little ones in the nursery. Arsinoe is more beautiful than I remember, and at 11 years, clearly.